You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Pick six.
Pick six.
11 games on the schedule for Sunday. Here are our favorite six, and we start with
Buccaneers, Colts.
Yeah, staying in the equine family with the mascot here with the Colts. I'm going to ride with the home team in Indianapolis here. I think situationally, these are two teams that perform much differently in this spot. Tampa Bay is 0-5 against the spread on the road so far this season. And the only time in which they have been profitable to bet on this season is double-digit favorites at home. They are good at beating up on those bad teams. The Colts are not a bad team. In fact, they're looking for their fourth straight win. And they have been really good in this underdog role so far this season with three outright wins. I think that's the case again this week against this Tampa Bay team that is a little banged up with injuries. And Jonathan Taylor continues to roll. And I understand that the Bucs have the number one defense on paper against the run. But Jonathan Taylor is much more than just a running back. He's a guy that can catch passes out of the backfield. And Indianapolis's offense has really thrived with guys who are in that role. Nyheim Hines is pretty solid as that as well. So I think I will roll with the Colts here. +3 and also on the money line. Really like the Colts here. If you want to hear from Carson Wentz, he's also a big Jonathan Taylor fan. He says he might have a modest personality, but his numbers certainly aren't modest by any means.
He's the same low-key, humble dude. I mean, he brings the energy, don't get me wrong, but, you know, he's all about team.
He's not like giving me the ball.
No, he's all about team. He'll take two carries, he'll take 40 carries. It doesn't matter. He just wants to win. You hear him say that a lot. He just wants to win. And you can tell. You can tell that's who he is, and I think we all appreciate that.
Well, I'll say this. I appreciate Jonathan Taylor a lot. He's a hell of a football player, and I'm following you this on Chelsea. I love this pick, and we talked about it a little bit. The Bucs are definitely a publicly bet team because of Tom Brady. Like the Colts here, they're playing great football, getting points at home. Give me the Colts, +3 as well. And if you want to watch this game, kickoff set for 1 p.m. in the East on Sunday.
Rams, Packers.
That's right. We got the Rams at Lambeau taking on Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers and his broken pinky toe. I'm not going to get that image out of my mind for at least a couple weeks. Rams are a point favorite on the road. They've had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. Matthew Stafford and his Rams need a win. And he says OBJ is picking up the offense because of that bye week.
It is really difficult to come in midseason, especially in an offense like this where you're not just lining up outside the numbers every time and running straight stem, either goes, come back, you know, all that kind of stuff. He's moving around as much as anybody in the league. Our offense is kind of predicated on that. So I've been really, really impressed with his ability to do that, kind of grasp it. 9 times out of 10, he breaks the huddle with a whole bunch of confidence knowing what he's about to do, which is awesome for me as a quarterback to be able to just kind of do my job. But at the same time, it's impressive what he's been able to do.
The Packers also have problems on their offensive line, Chelsea. Elkton Jenkins is out, so I think Aaron Donald and the Rams defense can take advantage of that. And the Packers have to deal with the curse of the broken pinky toe. Great bounce back spot for the Rams. That's where the money is headed. Give me the Rams -1 at Lambeau Field.
I'm interested to see if OBJ has a bigger role this time out.
Yeah.
Because we have seen guys like him, huge playmakers. DeSean Jackson was a huge piece of the Raiders' success yesterday. Having that big touchdown that got the Raiders offense going. So OBJ is that type of player, and they will need all the playmakers they can get, especially with a Packers team coming off a game where two receivers had 100-yard receiving games. If you do want to watch that one, it's on a late slate kickoff set for 4:25 Eastern.
Jets, Texans.
All right, it's number one on your viewing schedule. We all know it. The Jets and the Texans, the game that everyone's been waiting for. And the key for me, the second that the Jets announced that Zach Wilson was going to be the starting quarterback, I immediately thought, who are the Jets playing? Give me them. I know it's the Texans. I know it's a bad team. But still, the Texans at -2.5 at home with Tyrod Taylor. I have way more faith in Tyrod Taylor than I do Zach Wilson, who's coming back after a 4-game layoff. So not only is he going to be rusty, but he's also a turnover machine. Like, interceptions has been his problem, and the Texans are actually pretty good at hauling in these interceptions. They're tied for 4th in the NFL with most interceptions in the league. So give me the Texans to win the turnover battle and also cover this short number here at home at -2.5.
Oh, God, Chelsea, God bless you. Good luck to you. I cannot bet on these two garbage teams, so I'm going to stay away from this one. If you hate yourself or you've got some money on this game, you can watch it. Kickoff set for 1 p.m. in the East on Sunday.
Titans, Patriots.
I hate to do it, Chelsea. I know you love your Titans, but this is not a good spot for them. Going to Foxborough, Patriots are laying 6.5 points. This line continues to move in New England's direction, and I totally understand why. This has the makings of a blowout. Few teams are playing better football than the Pats right now. They've won 5 straight. That defense has allowed a total of 13 points over the last 3 games. Mac Jones is playing like a veteran. You know Bill Belichick will have something up his sleeve for his former player, Mike Vrabel. And let's be honest, the Titans are just banged up right now. Julio Jones is out. Derrick Henry is out. They added some new players on defense to the IR. They're just a mess. As good as they've been, they're not ready for the Patriots playing their best football of the season. I think the Pats D shuts down Ryan Tannehill. New England covers. Give me the Pats -6.5 at home against the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I won't be rolling with my Titans here. They are seriously banged up, and the injuries are really starting to mount. They've had to sign guys off the practice squad and also veteran receivers that are just now learning the offense. And you see it if you watch these games. Some of these receivers are running the wrong routes, and Ryan Tannehill has certainly struggled trying to make things work. Coming off a game where he threw 4 picks against the Texans, I don't think this Patriots defense is going to be a great spot for Ryan Tannehill and my Titans. If you want to watch that one, it's kickoff set for 1 Eastern.
Steelers, Bengals.
Thankfully, Chelsea, once again, we're sharing custody on the Steelers. We were on Pittsburgh last week. That was a moneymaker, and we're doing it again. We got the Steelers +4.5 at the Bengals. That line has moved down to Steelers +3.5. I still like it. We've talked about Mike Tomlin as a dog with the Steelers. 10-3 in his last 13 games as an underdog. That Steelers defense will get reinforcements this week. Feels like a field goal game to me, and you're still getting it past the key number of 3. So I am rolling with the Steelers +3.5.
Right. The joint custody play of the week is once again the Steelers. It hit last week, and I expect it to hit again. Like you said, the Steelers have really thrived in this underdog role, going 4-1 against the spread this season as underdogs. They've been terrible as favorites, but in this divisional matchup against this Bengals team where there is no love lost, I think the Steelers offense, it's not the most explosive of offenses, but I think they can at least hold on to the ball long enough to keep Joe Burrow off of the field and at least keep this one close. So I'm on the Steelers too.
All right, finally, it took 3 hours. We finally agree on something. And the Steelers should get Joe Hayden back, Minkah Fitzpatrick, T.J. Watt. We're not sure just yet, but if they get those reinforcements, I like this game even more.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.